statistics. The FBI reported that there were 354,520 armed robberies in the USA in 2012. I think they may have missed a few. Let's just consider the fact that the collection of sales tax is armed robbery. Walmart has at least 100 million customers a week worldwide. About 70% of those customers are in the USA. So Walmart has around 70 million customers a week, and about 2% of those customers are in states that don't have sales tax. So we're left with a minimum of around 68 million armed robbery victims per week at Walmart stores. Walmart has about 11.4% of the retail business in the USA. So there are about 596 million retail transactions every week in the USA that are subject to state-operated armed robbery. So if there were 354,520 armed robberies in 2012 perpetrated by freelance robbers, that works out to about 6,817 armed robberies a week. So if we have 596 million state-sponsored armed robberies a week and 6,817 freelance armed robberies a week, that means if you live in a sales tax state, your chances of being robbed by the state sales tax system are about 87 times greater than your chances of being robbed by freelance armed robbers. Why is it that we expect the state to protect us from armed robbery? Our analysis only includes sales tax. It does not include income tax, excise tax, tariffs, license fees, fines, administrative charges, and general regulatory burden. And of course, it does not include the huge elephant in the room, graft and corruption. This kind of analysis could also be applied to fraud, theft, kidnapping, vandalism, and murder. It's like we've all been hypnotized into thinking we're ducks. Some of us have snapped out of it and are trying to alert the others to the situation. But of course, that alarms those who have been selling all that duck food. Everybody should get a clue that an economy composed of ducks is not nearly as effective as an economy composed of functional human beings. Always and for everyone, freedom works. Even for ducks. Slavery sucks.